What kind of neoadjuvant regimen do you use and what does it accomplish?
So the standard of care for primary ovarian cancer is still a platinum and a taxane doublet. And it's really the nuances are whether or not this should be given intraperitoneally. Is it dose dense? In the U.S., for the most part, bevacizumab, which has been approved in Europe in primary setting, is not globally used, mostly because it's not covered by insurances in most states. Particularly here in Texas, it's not covered for use in primary setting. So for most of us, it's either a Q3 weekly or a dose dense decision for a neoadjuvant patient.
And what does it accomplish? How often do you think patients in a switch from being, you know, what would be residual disease to no residual disease?
Well, that's a great question. And actually, we're looking at that as a specific endpoint for the patients that are going to surgery, you know, after neoadjuvant therapy. You're probably pretty familiar with in breast cancer that this pathologic complete response rate has actually been looked at as a potential accelerated approval option for novel therapies. And the pathologic complete response rate to just chemotherapy after, let's say, 3 or 4 cycles of chemo is very low. It's about 5%. It's been 5% in our hands, and it's been confirmed by one European study that the expectation for response is high, but the expectation for pathologic complete response is actually quite low. So one of the things that we're looking at is when we introduce new treatment into this surgical algorithm is whether or not we can actually adjust that rate up and see if there may be some options for similar accelerated approval therapy.
What about the path CR rate when you add in Bev?
We don't know. In reality, for patients getting new adjuvant chemotherapy, they'll only get the 2 cycles before surgery because we have to stop the, you know, cycle 3 before the anticipated surgery and won't start it until cycle 5. So cycle 4 in a post-op setting, it would be Bev naive. So we just don't know what that rate is and whether or not it's adjusted by the use.